more of the sounds of New Orleans here today on Fat Tuesday on Current State. You're tuned to 90.5 WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. According to the most recent numbers from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, more than 800,000 women work in the construction industry across the country. That's about 9% of the total workforce. The National Association of Women in Construction, or NAWIC, has built a support network of more than 140 chapters around the world to assist many of these women in the largely male-dominated construction field. The organization was founded in 1953 by 16 women working in the industry in Fort Worth, Texas. NAWIC's Lansing chapter became Michigan's first in 1971. I spoke with two members of Lansing NAWIC about local women in construction. Mary Ellen Brocklehurst is the Student Services Coordinator for the Eaton Risa Career Preparation Center, and she runs NAWIC's summer camp for young girls. Jane Smith is the Lansing chapter's vice president and a controller for a local heating and air conditioning company. Jane began the conversation by talking about her group's membership.
Our organization is for women in all facets of the construction industry. It's not like some of the trade associations where everyone's an electrician or something. This is women that are involved with any aspect of construction. In fact, we have different levels of membership. We have associate members that can even be, we have an attorney here in the local area that as long as they work in some way with construction, they can be a member.
Mm-hmm.
And our core purpose is to enhance the success of women in construction. And so we welcome people from all aspects of the industry. And for myself, in my job, I'm a controller with a heating company. And there aren't a lot of other women at my level of management. So it's nice for me to have some networking opportunities with other women in the area that are in similar positions. We offer a lot of different educational programs that our members can take advantage of through the NAWIC Education Foundation. So there's just a wealth of information.
What has it been like for you as a woman to be working in a pretty male-dominated
right.
environment?
Yeah. In our company, in heating and air, it's a very physical job, so most of our employees are men. Fortunately, they're very respectful, and you know, you do hear some tales of women that are out in the field
right.
having difficulty,
sure.
but in the office, I work primarily in the office as an accountant and human resources and various, wear a lot of hats in a small business, which is challenging and fun at the same time.
But you said that there were not that many women
right.
who had risen to that level in your kind of business.
That's correct. Most of the women at my company and quite a lot of other companies in construction are more in a clerical position, and even myself to a degree. But I will admit our general manager does clerical as well. As a lot of that is the size of the company too. You know, we are. Managers aren't above to be able to rule out tasks like that. But overall, a lot of the members in NAWIC are actually out in the field. We have one of our members is a soil and materials engineer, and she goes right out on job sites and taking soil samples and working with crews. And
mm-hmm.
so, you know, they don't let me out of the office very much. But some of our members are more actively out in the workforce, you know.
Mary Ellen, you offer some mentoring programs for girls and young women. One of the biggest is called Mentor a Girl in Construction Camp, or Magic Camp. You're the camp coordinator. Tell us about it.
Yeah, the camp itself is a partnership between some significantly big organizations. Magic Camp itself is basically the big partners. We put together the camp. It's a one-week experience for young girls, 14 to 17-year-olds. Every day of the camp, they experience a different trade or a different construction-related career. One day they do electrical, they do a day of welding, they do a day of actual building construction. They get to operate heavy equipment machines, and then they go to the Michigan Bricklayers Association for an experience there.
Who leads these sessions?
We have, what we've done is we work with women who are in each of these trades. So we have women electricians who come in. We have a women welding staff that comes in. We try to focus every single area for women leading the actual training to the girls. So each day they do have the women that are doing the facilitating for the camp, which is really great because we really at our school, the Eaton Educational Regional Service Agency, or Eaton RESA, we are trying to increase the girls in the non-traditional careers, and it really has made a difference by having the camp. And the girls, when they come in, they're sometimes nervous or awkward, a little unsure of themselves. But through every day, they build confidence. We really try to encourage them to feel good about what they're doing, to have passion for the different areas, because I think sometimes women don't feel they may have the desire or the energy, the interest, but they don't feel supported. And so the camp really does provide that experience for them.
So how do girls enroll in Magic Camp?
In order for a girl to enroll in Magic Camp, there's a couple of ways they can do it. And I just wanted to mention the dates. It's in June. The date of the camp is June 16th to June 20th, and it's held at Lansing Community College West Campus. And to enroll in the camp, the best way to do it is to just send an email to Brocklm, B-R-O-C-K-L-M, at lcc.edu, and I'll get an application out. It's a paper application. Basically, the parents have to sign the application process, answer a couple of questions, fill out the information, and send it on. You can also go to our website at eatonresa.org to actually look at the application, the brochure as well.
Is there tuition involved or a fee?
There is no tuition. This is a free experience for girls, and it's about a $600 value. The students receive all the materials, T-shirt, hard hat, tools, all the materials for all the different projects. Every day there's a specific project the students will be doing, field trips. Everything is included, meals. We even provide transportation to the students through bus tokens. So it's a wonderful collaboration between NAWIC, LCC, and then Eaton RESA Career Center. And no, there really isn't any cost involved, and we do accept students from the Tri-County area. So not only Eaton County students, but students from Ingham County and Clinton County as well.
Jane, I'd like to talk a little bit more about the environment, though, again, mm-hmm. in such what has been a more of a male-dominated landscape. Were there times when you thought this wasn't the right career path for you?
For myself, not so much. But I know what I do have a personal experience that's similar to what Mary Ellen is talking about with I was probably in one of the earlier ages where they asked you to take shop classes, and we would have a six-week class. I loved the drill press, and I loved making things with wood. And my grandfather was a carpenter, and I loved that. But I was never encouraged to go into carpentry or do anything with a trade like that. And even in the class when I loved using the equipment and stuff, the boys would kind of make fun of the girls. Or, you know, you didn't feel, like Mary Ellen said, that you had encouragement to actually consider that as a career.
Right.
And I think that's, we have had women work. I had a woman that was a duct hanger out on when the new house business was in full swing. And she actually worked out in the new houses and hung ductwork. And she fit right in. Our crews worked alongside. You know, I was a little worried as a human personnel person that when we sent her out, like if I told her, let me know if these guys aren't treating you right. And she just fit right in. So I was happy to see that. And I was happy that I didn't hear any horror stories of her being abused out on a job site or, you know, maybe not treated fairly. But as far as I know, I mean, it was a very compatible crew. One of our foremen at the time had worked down in Florida, and there were a lot more women on the crews down there than there are here in Michigan. So he was experienced in it, and it just went very smoothly. So I don't have any really, crazy story to tell you, but I do know that it worked, and it's just such a physical demanding job. We really don't get a lot of applicants. We don't in this day and age right now, the building boom kind of went away, and so a lot of people that had those skills, I believe, you know, followed work down south in different areas. So right now we are actually having a hard time hiring. And so that makes our role with the Women in Construction and other trade associations to try to train people and get people interested in careers in our industry very critical right now. Because if people don't go into construction, these roads that we're looking at that are starting to fall apart, they're not going to get fixed by themselves. We need people to go into the trades and learn how to run the equipment and learn how to do it. It's a very satisfying career. To start with a hole in the ground, and then all of a sudden there's a building. there's some definite job satisfaction to that. So, you know, we just really want to get the word out. This is Women in Construction Week. We're celebrating this week. We want people to know about careers in construction and that there's a lot of good companies out there.
We're talking with Jane Smith and Mary Ellen Brocklehurst about women in construction. How do girls view these industries nowadays?
I think in this day and age, there's a lot better support for girls to be actually consider these areas. I still think there's some stigma out there with you know, individuals that want to do this. It's like that's a guy thing, but I believe those barriers are breaking down. And organizations like NAWIC, as well as you know, good teachers who provide those support, as well as women role models, provide that necessary support and encouragement for girls. So, like Jane was saying, and you know, shop class, we hear that often, and we talk about that on one of the first days of camp.
Is that still out there?
Oh, I think to some extent. I think, unfortunately, for a lot of schools and budget cuts and so forth, there's not as many opportunities like that, the hands-on classes, and a lot of times those students don't get those until they're a little bit older in high school or like the program like we have at our Career Center. But I think that even now, there are still some challenges to when girls come into the non-traditional careers, but I think it's much, much better than what it used to be. I think in the past, when girls were in these classes, they may be viewed on with certain stereotypes and different, you know, they didn't feel like they belonged, wasn't cool, you know, to be in those classes. But now I think it's more accepting, and I think that in this day and age that girls are encouraged more to consider those options.
Are we going to see more women-owned construction companies, construction operations?
I think so. And we at Magic Camp, we like I mentioned before, we always have women facilitators. One of the first things we do in that first day is we kick off with a woman-owned construction company. We've done a couple different members over the years from NAWIC, and it's just really great to hear them talk and to share about their path and how difficult it was for them. Some of these companies have been around for, you know, maybe 30 plus years, and they talk about how in the beginning, how hard it was. But now it's easier to get loans. It's easier. Women are, again, are more accepting. And I also know that in industry, there's certain standards that some of the larger companies, federal companies, they have to have certain percentage of women actually on their team in the different trades. So I think all in all, it's getting better over time.
Very interesting. Jane Smith is the vice president of the Lansing chapter of the National Association of Women in Construction, and Mary Ellen Brocklehurst is the student services coordinator for Eaton Risa Career Preparation Center. Thanks to both of you for joining us today to discuss women in construction.
Thank you.
Thanks for the opportunity.